This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hello, Robert. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola. We're doing great, man.
My whole family is a big cooking, baking, food family, so it's hard to pick just one thing. But growing up, I always requested my dad's pork parmesan for my birthday, and I finally learned how to make it, and it's probably about my favorite thing to eat.
What exactly is pork? Is it the same as eggplant or chicken parmesan, but with pork?
You just breading it?
Like chicken or veal parmesan, you make it from scratch. You have to bread it and brown it and bake it in the oven. It's a minimum one day. Usually it's easier to break it up over 2 days to do it. It's like a weekend project.
No wonder you asked for your birthday.
Are you talking like putting that in, like in buttermilk or something and soaking it for a day or two?
No, it's more about making the sauce and letting it sit overnight to let the flavors really come together. And then you slice the pork loin really thin, and then scramble, you know, scrambled eggs, breading, fry it in a pan with some grease. Then you bake in the oven with some mozzarella and the sauce poured all over it.
That does sound good, man.
Oh, dude.
So you said you come from a family where, you know, everyone can cook, and that's a big deal. What was the worst meal? What's the one you looked forward to the least out of a family of people that can cook?
Both my parents are from New York, New Jersey, and so every once in a while they pull out the liver and onions.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Hey, give me a hard roll.
Jesus.
Place in Baltimore called Mike's Pizza, no longer around. They used to do a very thin, but multiple layers, veal parmesan submarine on a toasted fresh roll.
That sounds very Northeast.
And
yes.
I mean, it was just like, it just melted. You didn't have to bite into it. It was just
get it in your mouth and take care of itself.
It falls off and you're like, oh my God.
A veal parmesan sub.
Yes.
Damn.
I know.
That's got to be awesome.
It was, oh my God, I almost cussed.
I've only had veal parmesan like as the dish.
Jesus.
Exactly. Right.
Man. Good or bad, what food don't remind you of home? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Stacy. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Stacy.
Liquor and elegant escorts.
Liquor and elegant escorts.
You're Stacy?
I am Stacy.
Like Keech.
Yeah.
All right.
Like Keech. Exactly. Exactly.
Ted was hoping for a chick.
And just as stoned from what it sounds like.
That's before. I am a woman. What are you saying?
What do you mean? Now, what I was talking about was tagliolini. Now, try and figure out the origin of this. I would like to find someone else other than my family that knows what tagliolini is. It's sautéed onions, ground the beef, throw some tomato paste in there, tomato sauce, some Mexicorn, simmer it, stir it up, and then serve it over chow mein noodles.
I have never heard of that.
Not me neither. No.
It is an excellent, excellent, inexpensive meal that just, I don't know, it's just been something in my family for years and years and years, and nobody knows exactly what mom put into it, but Man, that was good.
Now, is this an actual dish, or is this something family-specific? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question.
Oh, I'm looking at it now.
Because I've tried to look it up online. Nothing comes up with tagliolini.
All right, we're looking at it now.
Yeah, we're looking at the recipe.
2.5 pounds of hamburger, 1 onion chopped, 1 green pepper chopped. 2 15-ounce cans of tomato sauce. You're right, tomato juice.
That's different.
Sliced mushrooms. They have a can of cream-style corn. You're right. Thin noodles, garlic, longhorn cheese. Damn, you pretty much nailed the recipe, man. Yeah. I have never heard of it before today.
Sounds like a garbage plate.
Kind of does.
Kind of is. But she'd also cook liver and onions and fried eggplant. That was my worst nightmare.
What's up with the eggplant?
I mean, fried eggplant's good.
What's up with that?
The eggplant's what you asked about.
Yeah.
Not the liver and onions, but the eggplant.
Well, I know liver and onions are bad, but I'm just saying, you voluntarily bought an eggplant and took all the time to dress that and make that like Parmesan or veal or whatever.
And then serve it with liver
and onions. You could have used anything else, man. I mean, you could have made chicken parm. You could have made veal parm. You could have made.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And you're using eggplant? It's like.
Well, they already have the meat. We have the liver.
Yeah, but I just like all that work, and now it's like vegetarian lasagna. It's like it's okay, but you did all that work.
I don't know. Eggplant parm is pretty damn good, dude.
It is good. I'm just thinking if you're going to do all the things to make Parmesan and then bake it and put the cheese on top and then bread it.
I wouldn't pick eggplant. No,
exactly.
But then again, this is me, so I want meat. Not eggplant.
That's what I mean.
I mean, I've been. I knew a place that used to put a little, like a very thin piece of eggplant parm and then the chicken parm on top.
Ooh, really?
So it was awesome. You got the best of both worlds.
See, there, I'd do that. Good or bad, what food reminds you of home? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Rob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
Hey, how are you gentlemen doing today?
Hungry.
Yeah, I was about to say, getting kind of hungry.
Really hungry.
Well, I drive semi for a living, so of course I have to do this for you boys and all the truckers.
Nice.
Appreciate that, man.
There you go. Hey, the one thing that reminds me of home, and no matter how much I try to make it, of course, you can never do it right because mom's always got that special touch. It's basically called SOS. That's the abbreviation. Basically, crap on a shingle.
Yes.
And all it was, she would toast up some toast, put it on a plate, and then mix up her special gravy, whether it was brown gravy, country gravy. She'd put either in some. Maybe a little bit of corn. She would throw in the hamburger or the sausage crumpled up and get it all nice and hot and lay it over the top of that with a little bit of cheese. Oh, my God. That just get to die for. Mom passed away here a couple years ago.
Did you ever do chip ham or chipped beef?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've tried it. I've tried a little bit of everything, but, you know, I've tried doing it exactly what she does, but you just, you know, can't quite get it, but, you know, she passed away here a couple of years ago, but anytime I'd come over for a visit, Ma, gotta do SOS, and she'd already have it going before, you know. It was cheap and easy, too, you know. It didn't cost, you know, a whole bunch of money. It was easy to put a couple of ingredients together, make a big, you know, spaghetti pot full, and just feed the entire army that I bring over.
I got a question for you. Are you a long-haul trucker or short?
I am a long-haul trucker.
All right, is there any spots that you need to stop by every time you drive through a certain area? Like, I was reading an article on Eater today about Miner's Burgers in Yakima. And although we give Yakima crap, I'm looking at this and looking at the menu going, oh, my God, if I ever drive through there on 90, I am stopping there and I am getting lunch. Now, do you have one of those locations anywhere in your travels?
You know, I do. I go down to California. I go through Humboldt County. Down through Crescent City, Eureka, Fortuna, and hey, you never go wrong, baby, with the In-N-Out Burger or the Carl's Jr.
Yep.
See, Carl's Jr. is one in Monroe, I think.
There's Carl's Jr. There's a couple around. You could find them. I'm with that guy though. We always just called it cream chip beef.
Yep.
Now, my impression, I could be wrong, was that S on a shingle was just like ground beef.
It can be.
I think that's what I've always heard.
That's the military term for it.
Yeah, the cream chip beef, I was down with that, man. Didn't have it enough, but loved it when I did.
Right, because my mom spent 2 years in Louisiana going to college. So she would just make a simple roux or whatever at home.
Yep.
And then add the chip beef. But he's right, man. Like, I loved it as a kid. Like, I'd eat it now.
I used to have...
I was just thinking I could eat that right now.
One of my favorite things was, it's chipped ham.
Mm-hmm.
Fried chipped ham sandwich with a slice of cheddar cheese on top.
That's not bad, man. On toasted bread. Yeah.
It is just because
it's a warm ham and cheese, but the ham is easier right. to chew through, and
it's very light and airy. It's just kind of the way the ham stacks.
It's like a better mouthfeel.
It's crunchy on the outside, but it's just
God, that was so good.
Good or bad, what food reminds you of home? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So for me, I had to think about this. There's two, but one that first came to mind was porcupine meatballs.
Porcupine the meatballs?
Wow. That's some country stuff.
Oh, it's so freaking good. So like make your base meatball, beef meatball recipe, and then you add white rice to it. And then you just like have it cook in like your red sauce. Mostly, usually my dad did it with like tomato sauce, but he also did ketchup and brown sugar to make it more like
like a barbecue.
Like a meatloaf style. And yeah, no, you serve it over like a nice pile of mashed potatoes, and yeah, it's ridiculous. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, I see. The rice sticks out. I thought you were eating porcupine. That's what I was like. That's country as hell.
Yeah,
man.
Ted's like, wow, dude.
Yeah.
Oh no, definitely not. That exotic. No, the southern portion that remind me of every single Thanksgiving. I only had it once a year. My aunt would always bring. You guys ever had that like cheesy jalapeno rice?
I have not.
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's so freaking good, but the rest of my family hates it. I would eat like half the tray.
Okay.
All right, that works out then.
What state is famous for chocolate gravy? Chocolate gravy.
Chocolate gravy. All right, it could be Pennsylvania because of the Hershey's. Or it could be
Ohio.
Could be Ohio. If they put chocolate in their chili.
It's Arkansas. The sauce is made with a flour cocoa powder roux, and you ladle that over fluffy biscuits.
Okay. I mean, so if it's not
biscuits and gravy, but the gravy is just the chocolate gravy.
Chocolate gravy.
Sounds so like mole. Mole gravy?
Mm-hmm. It's unsweetened, right? It would just seem bitter, but, you know.
Who knows?
It just sounds like a bad term.
What's that?
I don't want to see somebody come out of the kitchen going, you want some of my chocolate gravy?
It sounds like they got the runs, right?
Thanks, Chef. Good or bad, what food reminds you of home? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
How you guys doing?
Hola.
Doing great, Sean. Thank you.
Well, the thing, it doesn't really remind me of home because I've lived in my home for 50 years, but the thing that reminds me of my grandma is plum pudding covered in hot custard. It's an English tradition for Christmas, and I loved it. You can only have a piece about 2 or 3 inches.
I've only heard of plum pudding in the nursery rhymes. I don't know it's an actual thing.
Oh, it is. And it's basically like a really rich fruitcake, kind of.
I was going to ask, do you like fruitcake? I do not, because this sounds like something that tracks for.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I don't care for fruitcake, but plum pudding is really rich, and it's aged with like some kind of rum or liqueur in it, you know. my grandma would age it for a cup. Good for the stuff is good for up to 10 years.
Much like the fruitcake kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I'm sure it's good.
I've never heard of it, man.
I mean, I'll try anything. Except for liver and onions, because I already have it. I know what it tastes like.
It tastes it is.
Yeah.
It tastes like you're eating liver.
Right, I think I got you. When you say you'll try anything, you got to try it for the first time. Right.
For the first time.
Because then I feel like if you try it again, you'd say, I tried it again.
And it still sucks.
That's the way I am with mushrooms. Keep trying them. Don't like them.
So somebody here on the text line was like, man, as a kid, I did not like mushrooms. I did not like cabbage. Then I had a pierogi, and I burst into tears when I found out it was full of mushrooms and cabbage.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. It's like a kid, my kid, you know what I mean? Doesn't like onions. Love onion rings. And the one day he bit it so that he could actually see the onion inside. Kind of freaked him out. I said, bro, what? Do you know why they call them onion rings?
Hey, come on, man.
You got the ring part. Guess what? It's a goddamn onion. Now he's fine with it, but it took a couple of months for him to get over that.
In his defense, I only knew onion rings from Burger King as a kid.
And all the little chipped up.
Yeah, the first time I saw a real one, I was like, what is this?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.